One of the things that's happened just recently, just yesterday, the police and the fire brigade went in there to harass the people there and put out the sacred fire, and someone was injured. Can you tell us how he is?
Well, he's okay, but he's pretty shaken, and he was taken into by ambulance into West Wyalong Hospital, where he was there for about 3 or 4 hours, where they treated his wounds. And what had happened there, the police, 2 police officers and 3 fire brigade officers arrived at the site and instructed or ordered the our supporters to put out their sacred fire. And but I had instructed the protesters out there that stand and protect our sacred fire. And then one of our supporters, he bent over the sacred fire to, which was very low at the time, but just we had it smouldering, mm-hmm. and to stop the fire brigade officers from extinguishing our sacred fire. And had hosed underneath him, and a lot of steam and ash and sparks had came up and had burnt our supporter. And after that, the police and the fire brigade left, and they had given no assistance to the person that was burnt.
And so irresponsible.
Yes, well, I see that as negligence.
Yes.
And see, that's I've written some letters to various departments complaining about the police and the fire brigade, their behaviour, and in desecrating our sacred site. And the fire and the land go hand in hand. The fire is a part of our culture, and we had managed fire for thousands and thousands of years, long before invasion.
So the putting out of the fire, I know it's happened in a lot of different places. The putting out of the sacred fire is what some people would call an act of genocide, isn't it?
Yes, it's an ongoing genocide of my people. And what I had while I'm, while I think of it, on the 20th, Christmas Day, I think it was the 25th, 3 a.m. in the morning, there was 3 shotguns. One of the protesters there at the time was awakened by 3 shotgun blasts in the direction of our camp, and he was hiding and jumped behind one of the tents, and he was terrified. He was lying down flat on the ground. He was ready to run, and there was a vehicle out the front of out on the road at the front of our camp, with no lights on, and they drove off in the direction of West Wyalong, and they turned around up the road, and they came back, and they had a searchlight, a spotlight, shining it through the camp from the road, and they continued on down the road towards Bircher, and after a short time they had come back, and our supporter then rang 000, and was speaking to the police in Sydney, who in turn contacted the West Wyalong police. And the West Wyalong police, there were 2 police officers which went out to our camp, and that was about 3:30 a.m. and they took a statement from one of the protesters there, who was Winnie Artu Peru. That was his name, and they said maybe they was shooting kangaroos or possums or maybe foxes. But I see that too as a deliberate attempt to try and intimidate us. But as I said, we will never go away. We won't go away. It's my birthright to stand up and protect Lake Cattle at all costs.
That's right. And you're going to have an event down there at Easter, is that right?
Yes, we're having a corroboree to protect Lake Cattle, and we've sent out pamphlets to various people. There's a large number of people who are going to come to the corroboree.